The Great Gildersleeve. Each week at this time, the National Broadcasting Company brings you a new adventure of The Great Gildersleeve, written by Virginia Safford Lynn.
Hello, Phoebe.
Well, hello, Mr. Gildersleeve. What can I do for you today? My, my, is something after you?
Phoebe, I just saw June Stedman coming across the street. I don't think she saw me, so I ducked in here.
Well, that follows, and she usually does. What's more, she is.
Yes? Well, for goodness sake, if it isn't you.
Hello, Miss Stedman.
Hello, Mr. Phoebe. Hello, Throckmorton.
Yeah. How nice to see you, June. How are you?
Why didn't you wait outside and find out? I suppose you just didn't see me crossing the street.
Was that pretty girl you, June?
Darling, it was indeed I and no other.
Yeah, but June,
it's all right, doesn't matter one bit. Mr. Peavy, I came in to see if you have a 3-cent stamp. I hate to go all the way to the post office.
Well, as a matter of fact, I haven't any kind of a stamp. I'm boycotting the post office department.
You mean a one-man war?
Well, I can hold out just as long as they can. Until they refill my stamp machine, I'm not using any of their products.
You're a hard man, Mr. Peavy. Well, I'm sent along to the post office. Bye, darling.
Goodbye, dear. Excuse me.
Yeah, well, goodbye, June. Maybe we can have dinner sometime.
Anytime's wonderful with me, but I won't hold my breath.
Oh, pardon me, miss.
Why, Mr. Anderson, how are you? Bye.
Well, hello there, Charlie.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. What do you mean, bumping into my customers?
Hey. Did you see that? She called my name.
What else did you expect her to call you?
That was June Stedman, Charlie. She's met you out at the reservoir many times whenever I've taken her out there.
How come you're not still taking her out?
Well, she's a very nice girl, but she's not for me. Too possessive.
Oh, she'd get just as possessive as she wanted with me. Ain't nothing I wouldn't do for her. Pretty little minnow like that.
Yes, she is a very attractive young lady. She always makes me think of Mrs. Peavy.
Why on earth would June make you think of Mrs. Peavy?
Well, I always think of Mrs. Peavy because I don't believe she'd quite approve of my thinking of Miss Stedman.
Could I have another cup of coffee?
You know your own capacity, Mr. Gildersleeve. But I'm willing to risk it if you are.
Okay, Bertie, let's live it up.
Sam, before you go to the office, can I ask you something?
Yeah, you can ask, Leroy, but I can't guarantee the answer. Unless it's about your allowance, and then the answer is no.
It's not my allowance, Uncle. Although I'd be glad to...
Never mind. What's the question?
Will you please tell me what you do down at your office?
Ooh, I... do a lot of things.
Yeah, but Charlie Anderson's out at the reservoir. He takes care of the machinery. So what do you do in your office?
Come to think of it, just what do you do, Mr. Gildersleeve?
Listen, is this curiosity or criticism?
It's for a school essay.
Oh, an essay?
Leroy, you writing an essay about your uncle?
Well, we got to write an essay on conscientious civic service. And I thought if I could write about some of the conscientious things you do for the water department, it'd be swell.
Well, I'm very flattered.
It's the only thing I can think of.
Well, let's see now. Of course, I tell Bessie to do some of the work. And then I have to undo everything she's done. Oh, I'm busy from early morning to night. But it's hard to put into words. I know what, my boy. Saturday's only a half day. Why don't you come along with me to the office and watch what I do?
Hey, how about that? Gee, thanks, Unc.
Leroy, you watch very carefully just what he does, and then you tell me. I've always been dying to know.
Come, this is my business. busy day. State your business and be quick about it, my good man, or otherwise.
Leroy, take your feet off my desk and get out of my chair.
Okay, I was just trying it for size to see how I'll feel a few years from now when I'm the president of a $1 million organization.
Yeah, we should live so long. Now, let's get down to business. Of course, you know all about Charlie Anderson out at the reservoir.
Yeah, he keeps the water pressure up while Bessie keeps your blood pressure up.
Are we going to make jokes or get down to business?
Let's make jokes.
Yeah.
Just kidding, Unc. I want to know all about the water department.
Well, now, here are some of the things. These are applications for new meters, and these are complaints about the old ones.
Well, you can satisfy some of the people some of the time, but you can't satisfy all the people.
All right, Leroy. Now, here are some orders for new pipes. We're extending the water systems in some parts of town. All right, George, I've got to attend to these pipe orders here. Look, Leroy, here's something you can do for me. Take these two piles of bills, and here's an ink pad and two stamps. Now, stamp this pile paid and the other pile overdue. Can you do it?
Can I do it? Watch me. Just call me Speedy.
Yeah, I'll call you something else if you do it wrong. Yeah, that's fine. That's very... Wait a minute. Wait. Hold it, Leroy. You're stamping the paid bills overdue and the unpaid bills paid.
Now, how did I ever do that?
Yeah, well, I bet it wasn't easy. Now, stamp them over again and get it right.
Uh-oh. Another dire calamity has occurred. The ink pad's gone dry.
Oh. Well, I think the bottle is, Bessie keeps it in her file.
Boy, that's a problem for you. What do we look under? Surely not under ink.
No, we know better than that. Now, let's see. What would I file it under if I were Bessie? Oh, what a horrible thought.
Wait a second, Unc. I'm thinking of the goofiest thing I can think of. Now, wait. Let's see if I'm right. Ta-da!
Well, what did you look under?
Unc, you'll never believe this, but I looked under W for wet.
Yo.
Now, how do you suppose I ever figured that out?
Yeah, I don't know, but it makes me rather worried about you. Now, refill the ink pad and let's get to work. Leroy, see what you're doing?
I see. I'm getting it all over my little pinky.
Give me the bottle. Now go and wash your hands in the closet sink.
We could just stamp the rubber stamp on my hands and do away with the ink pad entirely. Hey, Aunt, what's with the water faucet?
Why? What's it doing?
Dribbling. Just a measly little dribble.
But what's wrong? Why is it just...
I'll get it.
No, never mind. That's probably Charlie out at the reservoir calling to tell me what's wrong. Hello? Yeah. Oh, Mr. Mayor? Yes, I just noticed that it's not... Oh, complaints? Oh, yes, Your Honor. Yeah, I'll take care of it right away. I'll call Charlie. The mayor's office is flooded with complaints.
What we need is a water system flooded with water.
Charlie Reservoir.
Charlie, what happened? What's wrong?
If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times. It's a dead brain snifter valve.
Snifter valve? We'll get it fixed. We've only got a dribble of water.
How can I fix it when I'm talking to you? Now hang up and let me go to work.
Charlie, don't use that tone of voice to
me. I'll use any voice I please.
Charlie, watch it.
You watch it. Get yourself another boy.
Charlie, listen here. Charlie? Oh, great Scott.
What's a snifter valve, Unc?
It's something that's very important. Hello?
Excuse me. What's happened to the water? I'm trying to do the washing, and I can't do the washing with a trickle of water.
Yeah, I know, Bertie. Hang up. I'm taking care of it right away.
Thank you, Mr. Gillespie. Hey, Aunt, there isn't any water at all now. Not even a dribble.
Oh, come on, Leroy. We've got to get out there to the pump house. And by George, if I get my hands on that Charlie Anderson, I'll snifter his valve for him. By George, I'll fix that snifter valve myself. Come on, let's go into the pump house.
Oh, just what does a snifter valve do, anyway?
Well, it's the thing that... Well, it is for the, Well, that's what makes the... Well, it's very important. Yeah, and there it is, there. Now, where's his monkey wrench? And where's his hammer?
Where's his dynamite?
Now, you just keep out of my way, Leroy.
You think you can fix it up?
Oh, well, I can try. Now, what did I do?
The Smith Savelle wasn't doing anything before, and it's doing even less now.
Yeah. Confound it. I don't know how to fix it very much.
Looks like a long, dry spring.
Yeah. Let me think a minute now. There must be something we can do.
Water, water everywhere, and not a drop to drip.
Let's try not to be so funny. This is a serious calamity.
Yeah, I know that, Uncle. I was just trying to keep your spirits up.
Yeah, well, don't. You depress me. Now, wait a minute. I just thought of something I heard yesterday in Petey's drugstore.
Why, Mr. Anderson, how are you? Bye.
There ain't nothing I wouldn't do for a little minnow like that.
By George.
What little minnow is that, Unc?
Why, that's it. Now, wait. How'd you know?
You were thinking so hard I could hear you.
Oof. Well, that settles it. There's just one thing left for me to do.
What's that?
I'll have to do it. I swore I never would. But for the sake of the thirsty citizens of Summerfield, I'll have to go see June Stedman. Right now.
Oh, no, not fast.
Duty calls, and I must answer. Sacrifices I make for the city water department. This ought to give me a citation. It may change my whole life.
Why, Throckmorton.
Hello, June. Hello there. Yeah, hi.
Darling, what a wonderful surprise. Come in.
Yeah, why don't we just talk out here in the porch? June, let go.
You don't think an old fisherman like me is going to let this one get away?
June, listen to me.
Oh, this is perfect timing. You can have lunch with me. You can help me eat my wonderful speckled trout.
Yeah, but June...
For the first time in my life, I went fishing with some friends, and I'm just crazy about it.
That's fine, June, but listen...
And I caught 7 of them all by myself. Of course, the trout cooperated, too. Yes. And now you can enjoy them with me, and you don't dare refuse.
I knew I'd get hooked.
That's because you have such a fascinating life.
Hey, Joe, wait. Before we go into a soft shoe routine, I came here because it's an emergency.
You mean you can't get along without me any longer?
No. It's the whole city of Summerfield.
Why, darling, I didn't know Summerfield cared.
June, this concerns you. You drink water, too, you know.
What are you talking about, darling? And why don't we sit down to talk it over?
No, June, there isn't time. There isn't any water.
But who cares? I'm not thirsty.
You don't understand. There isn't any water. The whole town's not getting any water.
You mean no one's paid their bill?
No. It's the snifter valve. We discovered it when Leroy looked in the file.
The snifter valve was in the file?
No. Leroy got ink on his hands and discovered there was only a dribble.
Of ink?
I'm talking this one pressing. Now, listen, June.
Yes?
Yeah. Well, look, now, I phoned Charlie Anderson to see why there was only a dribble of water. He's very touchy about the snifter valve, and he got mad and shut off all the water. And the whole town will dry up and blow away if you don't do something about it.
You want me to fix the snifter valve?
No. Fix Charlie Anderson.
Well, I suppose I could push him into the reservoir.
No. Well, let me tell you. You see, you really are a very attractive girl and extremely charming.
My darling. Flattery will get you nowhere but right here beside me on the couch. Come sit down, darling. Come on now.
Yeah, now, June. Now, keep away.
Throckmorton, stop that.
Well, you stop coming at me. I can't. I'm up against the wall. Now, June, listen. Charlie Anderson has a terrible crush on you.
Don't change the subject.
This is the subject. Charlie saw you in the drugstore and said there wasn't anything he wouldn't do for a little minnow like you.
Bless his heart. He talks my language. Fish language.
Yeah, well, if you two barracudas would get together.
The water pressure pressure would come up if I could get his blood pressure up.
Yes, that's the idea.
Don't worry, I'll land him hook, line, and sinker on one condition.
What's that?
You take me out to dinner. Well, shall I go to see you?
You're all right. Go. But you drive a hard bargain. Hello, everybody. I'm back.
Hey, what happened? Is the water going to be all right
now? Yes, I'm paying a high price, but I took June over to Charlie's house, and they're out at the reservoir now. Everything's going to be okay.
Well, why isn't there any water?
You mean the water isn't running yet?
The faucet isn't even dammed.
Oh.
If I sneeze, it'd be a dust storm.
My mouth's so dry, it spits sawdust.
Yeah. The water's supposed to be back on. What's going on out there?
I'll get it.
Yeah, I've got it. Hello. Is that you, Charlie? You Mary Williger? Yes, Your Honor. Yeah, but I thought I had it fixed. Well, I'm trying to. Even Mr. Mayor. Yes, Your Honor. Yes, sir. Is my ear on fire?
I hope not. How can we put it out?
The mayor says if I'm going to keep on being water commissioner, there better be some water for me to commission. Come on, Leroy. Here we go again out to the reservoir.
Oh, I wonder if I'm ever going to land this fish.
Sure you are. Easy now. Pay out your line a little. That's it. Easy now. There you are. That's prettiest perch as I ever did see.
Oh, look at the size of it. It's a real beauty.
You're almost as pretty as the little minnow that caught it.
Now, Mr. Anderson.
Oh, why don't you just call me Charlie?
Why, thank you, Charlie. Now, don't you think that it's time we rode back to the pump house and fixed that Mr. Rao?
Oh, leave it be.
Oh, but Charles...
You said you liked to fish, so by cracky, you're going to see some of the dad blingest fishing you ever did see.
Well, I am having a wonderful time, but I feel so guilty when I think of all the citizens of Summerfield with their tongues hanging out. How'd it be if we whizzed back and... I know it would take you only a few minutes to fix it. You're so terribly clever about things like that.
How do you know what kind of things I'm clever at?
You're not fishing for perch. You're fishing for compliments. Why don't we go back and get it fixed? And then we can come on at the reservoir.
Better still, let's stay out on the reservoir. And if we get tired fishing, we can talk a while. So, come to think of it, I ain't much at conversation. Maybe we could, just hold hands.
Now, Charlie, why don't we row back and you show me how fast you can fix that valve?
Maybe. After we've held hands for a spell.
Hey! Charlie!
Oh, Mr. Anderson!
Oh, look there on the dock.
Throckmorton and Leroy are all there!
Watch your footing. I was oiling an engine on that dock.
June, what are you doing out there?
I'm still fishing.
Well, maybe you're not using the right kind of bait.
Oh, I'm getting drier every minute.
We really should go back, Charlie.
Oh, let him stew a while.
Charlie, come back here and fix that valve. Did you hear me?
I heard you. You're coming in loud and clear.
Charlie, I won't stand for this. Go
on!
No, Throckmorton.
Cast your line over that way, Junie. That's the biggest fish you'll ever see in this reservoir.
I'm glad I didn't fail you, darling, or you wouldn't have had to keep your part of the bargain and take me out to dinner.
Well, I appreciate it, June. Without your help, Summerfield might have become just a dusty place in the road.
Well, I really was concerned about it, you know. Just before you came over, I turned on faucets all over the house, and I simply couldn't believe my eyes when there wasn't even a trickle of water.
Yeah.
I wondered if I'd forgotten to pay the water bill.
Well, everything's all right now. Yeah, let me have your key.
Thank you, darling. Now, you hurry home and get off those wet clothes.
Yeah, I'll go right home and shower and change and then come back and pick you up and We'll go dining and dancing.
It's going to be such fun.
Yeah, you know, June, it has been a long time.
You know, darling, I think I forgot to turn the faucets off.
Yeah, you certainly did.
Oh, Throckmorton, you're all wet again.
That's okay. I've been all wet all day. Good night, folks.
Great Gildersleeve is played by Willard Waterman and is an NBC Radio Network production, produced and directed by Virgil Reimer. Musical compositions by Jack Meekin. Included in the cast were Walter Tetley, Amanda Randolph, Betty Lou Gerson, Jack Moyles, and Dick LeGrand. Now this is Don Rickles inviting you to listen again next week to another new adventure of The Great Gildersleeve.